When the English High School in Boston, the oldest public high school in the country, holds its graduation next week, its valedictorian will be one of the newest Americans. This morning, WBUR's David Boeri looks at the making of this valedictorian and her speech.
We had relatively few choices, few opportunities, but we did not complain. We focused on the opportunities we had.
So he wants you to slow down a little.
A few days from graduation night, 17-year-old Salma Hussein of the English High School is practicing her valedictory. Her speech coach wants her to work on the delivery.
I wrote it a couple of weeks ago, but now I'm practicing how I'm going to read it in the graduation, because there are going to be 100 people. So
1,500 might feel like 15,000, especially when the governor, Deval Patrick, is going to be on the stage and your family's going to be in the audience.
Now I'm reading and practicing how I'm going to pronounce it. I remember one of the words was like tutors. Yeah, I know how to do it now, like tutors.
Salma reads another excerpt with new emphasis.
My mother worked very hard and saved every cent she could. My siblings and I had a tutor who came every afternoon to help us with our homework.
The pages of her valedictory have big type, bold underlines, continuing rewrites, and notes from the speech coach in the vein of Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. But Salma needs no help with her story itself. Transcendent, transcontinental, and thoroughly American.
Let's put a fine point on it.
Sure.
As of 5-6 years ago, you weren't speaking English.
4 years ago, yeah. I came here in May 11 of 2006.
Came here from Bangladesh with her parents and 3 siblings, none of whom spoke English. Dressed in Indian clothes, she arrived at Boston English, now called the English High School, unable to find the stairs or even to ask where they were.
No friends here at first?
No one. You know, in order to be a friend, you have to talk to them. You have to say something, but I don't even know how to say it, so how am I going to have a friend? No, I didn't have a friend, not at all.
What she had was aching ambition. Ambition that reached all the way back to the village where she'd started school with no chair, no desk, no shoes, and no electricity.
I'm in number one from first grade. I just can't think of anything else better than number one. It's like I have to be the best one. I have to get the best grade.
So how do you figure that the formula to success would be putting someone like Salma in a chronically underperforming high school with metal detectors, poor test scores, and a third of its students unable to do schoolwork in English? Cito Narcisse, the energetic headmaster leading the English High, toward a turnaround says, it makes sense.
Well, that's the resiliency piece. I think English High School, it's a tough school, but in some capacity, it does its best with tough students and trying to get them to get there. She has that mental toughness.
She had that mental toughness, so a hardship was only a hardship. Like so many of the African and Asian students that make English High a hothouse of hip-hop, hijabs, and high-reaching hopes under 76 flags, but one ambition, Salma quickly made her way from English as a second language, level 1, to ESL 2, to ESL 3. Soon enough, she'd graduated to English literature, advanced placement, college level.
The theme of this is?
Like, you can be successful no matter where you are. People would be complaining, we don't have this, we don't have that. I can't do it, but I'm showing it like here, you have it. It's just around you, you just need to look for it. When you look for it, you see it's right there, and you just get it.
At a recent luncheon for all the valedictorians of Boston's public schools, her mother proudly sat beside her. In Bangladesh, where there was no free education, her small income had gone to paying for Salma's books, her pencils, and her tutors. This September, Salma enters Smith College on a full 4-year scholarship.
So what do you want to do?
I'll do the med program. I'll go to medical school for 4 years.
And she's planning to go to Harvard. Don't bet against her. Nailing her valedictory next Tuesday may require one skill, though, that Salma hasn't yet mastered. Slowing down.
We had relatively few choices, few opportunities, but we did not complain. We focused on the opportunities we had.
Very good. Very good.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.